Welcome to Soulful Sunday. I'm your host, Mary Goulet.
Okay, well, technically, I'm not Mary Goulet, but I will be Mary Goulet here for Soulful Sunday on Reinvention Radio.
Technically.
Yes, exactly. And, man, why isn't Mary here? Mary isn't here because, unfortunately, her mommy passed, and so she is in Minnesota with her family and
tending her soul.
Exactly. And we love you, Mary, and we miss you. And, yeah, that's enough said on that. So big love, big hugs out to you, Mary Goulet. All right, let's jump into Soulful Sunday here. I am Steve Olscher, hanging out with the one and only Richie Otte. What's up, Richie Otte?
Hello, Steve.
And so today on Soulful Sunday, what I thought we would talk about is, and this is something that we've discussed in the past. If you've been listening to Reinvention Radio for a while now, you know that we cover a lot of ground here. And I just looked at it not terribly long ago, but I think we're like 400 odd episodes in now. I mean, it's a pretty big number. That's a lot. And that doesn't include the stuff I did when I did Reinvention Radio around 2009, 2010. So that's just kind of in the current iteration of our crew here. So we're on a lot of episodes, which
all
is
those sleepless nights.
Right. I know. And we love you guys. So thanks. Thank you for tuning in. And for those who join us live every Thursday from 12 until 2 Pacific at reinventionradio.com, thank you for doing that. And for those who have been rating and reviewing and subscribing to the podcast version of the show, also many, many thank yous for that. With Mary's mother passing, I thought we would talk a little bit about life after death. And what I was getting at with all the episodes here is over the course of time, I know we have talked about this before, way back in the day. But what is your take, Richie, in terms of what do you think happens when you pass, when you die?
It's funny because sometimes just laws of physics stuff mm-hmm. sounds so woo-woo when it's said a different way.
Okay.
But it's just physics. I just think it's energy transfer. It's the same thing. You know, if you got coal and it's not in a contained environment and it's got pressure on it, eventually it's a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it's in a contained environment. If it's not in a contained environment, it's just
coal.
It just, yeah, or it gets crushed over time and turns into mineral, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
and I'm not even going to get into whether a diamond has value or this or that. It's just energy exchange. Energy's coming from the sun, photosynthesis on the plant.
Yeah.
Pulls in the energy, changes it to the energy of the orange. You eat the orange, mm-hmm. you get the, you know, it sounds woo-woo, but it's just.
Okay, so let's put that into practical terms. And
I don't think you like float away in this little angelic soul and go kick it with a dude in a white robe and some Birkenstocks on a cloud.
Mm-hmm. So do you think you come back in some way, shape, or form that is, because like we are clearly something here, right? I mean, this is, we have this vessel and we are something tangible with our personality. It's like I look at my dogs. Those dogs have very clear personalities.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, and God forbid you die, I die, Wade dies, the dogs die, whatever. You look at them, and my wife works in the funeral industry, and so we talk a little bit about this, but I mean, it there is literally nothing there. No one is home. It is just a pile of blah. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, so what? So it's like a light switch. The light switch is on, and then all of this being that we are turns into something. We talk and we say things, but when the light switch is off, I mean, it's there's nothing.
But
so,
the electricity didn't go. But I guess what I'm getting at is you're just seeing the result of the light
being on,
but the electricity never went anywhere. Electricity's still here, right? You didn't turn off electricity.
Is still here. Okay.
I mean, if you're going to use that analogy, you know what I'm saying, right? Like, you didn't turn off electricity. It didn't just go black.
But why aren't we the same? Like, I mean, you look at, like, and I hate to do this, but you look at my dogs, right? It's like white dog, brown dog, same litter, same mama, probably the same daddy, we think, but I'm not sure about that. But anyway, you look at them, very, very, very different personalities. Mm-hmm. You know, one is bossy and one is all love. One is like, I'm going to lead the ship here. And the other one is like, I'll just follow whatever you want to do. It's fine. But you know, you take that personality out and it's just like a hump of being, right?
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I don't get it. I don't understand.
Let's go back to what the main question
Wade
was.
Wade is jumping out of his chair here.
Because you're kind of going down a different path than if when we die, is there something? And then the other part is you're saying we're so different from each other.
I think it's all related, but yes, I'm probably saying two different things.
Go ahead, Wade.
Yes, Wade. Please do. We got you all choked up here.
Yeah, I didn't mean to clear my throat to interrupt. And I didn't want to interrupt.
No, you did.
Rich's thought. But fundamentally, as I'm trying to understand consciousness and the evolution of the human animal and everything, we used to think it was self-awareness that is what distinguished us. But as we're discovering, say, with dogs and such, there seems to be a little self-awareness. So it seems like it's more about being able to project into an unknown future, right? Being able to not anticipate the next hour, but to imagine tomorrow and to imagine what the potentialities of tomorrow may contain.
Dude, I am not high enough to get that. What does all that mean?
Which is something I don't think animals necessarily can do, although we'll have to figure out about dolphins.
But they do have distinct personalities.
Right. But so because,
even a cow.
Oh, most definitely. But that's immediacy, right? Mm-hmm. All that is something that happens in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But to be able to imagine tomorrow is kind of a unique mental process.
Mm-hmm.
And so as we try to imagine tomorrow, we try to fill it with potentialities. And sometimes we think, oh, well, we're predicting the future.
Mm-hmm.
Simply, we're projecting into an imagined tomorrow. And so religion feeds into that.
So after death, what happens? What do you think happens when you die?
I don't know, but I know that man, as they try to anticipate tomorrow, will then create a reality to project into that. Okay, I imagine this is what must happen. And as we imagine that, it kind of becomes true to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
Hence the religions. This is what happens after you die. But it's all simply man's unique ability to imagine tomorrow. And, but since there's no way of knowing truly what's going to happen tomorrow, we fill that in with a lot of presuppositions.
Yeah. Richie, what's your take on that?
As far as what Wade said?
What that guy over there said, yeah, that guy.
Well, I get the idea, and I think there's some element to if we don't feel like we're growing or moving into something, thinking about tomorrow, then we'll never...
I don't know. It's one of those things where it is literally the greatest mystery of life. Which is death. It is literally the greatest mystery of life. Like, we can try to figure out the cosmos. We can figure out, you know, all of these crazy scientific things. Like, how do you know there's two parts hydrogen and one part water in that damn thing that falls out of the sky? Like, how do you know this? You know, like, and clearly there are people significantly smarter than me who can figure that out. But no one can tell you what happens.
You can't measure the unknown.
You cannot measure the unknown. That would be a Wade-ism right there. You heard it here first on Soulful Sunday on Reinvention Radio. You cannot measure.
Well, there you go.
The unknown. Wherever you go.
There you are.
I don't know about that, though. That's the thing. Oh, God. All right. Well, I don't think we're going to solve that great mystery here today, but I definitely appreciate the input. And as I said, with Mary's mommy's passing, big hugs out to our very own Mary Goulet, and we love you. And hopefully, Mama is in a better place and not suffering and enjoying the things that she loved most when she was a person with the light switch on. I guess is the way to think about it. All right, my friends, thanks for hanging with us here on Soulful Sunday on Reinvention Radio. We'll talk to you guys next week. Take care.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Olsha, visit reinventionradio.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Goulet, and I'm the author of Go With Your Gut, How to Make Decisions You Can Trust. It is a simple process of how to know if you're listening to your ego, your emotions, or your gut instinct. We always know the right answer of what to do or what not to do. So if you get in the habit of listening to your gut, all decisions will be a piece of cake. You can visit gowithyourgut.net to find out more. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle and at my site. Check it out.